Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning is Willow Moore, the Executive Director of Braveheart Volunteers. And Willow, it's here. It's the extravaganza is this Friday.
Right around the corner.
Yeah. This is, and I mean, you brought in this handout showing everything that's going on at the extravaganza, and you couldn't have chosen a better word. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, we certainly are excited to have a wonderful group of musicians playing our music, an amazing meal, and hopefully our event is affordable, elegant, and fun.
Okay, so what is it going to be? Is it mostly a dinner, or is it mostly a dance-off with these bands, or what? Just describe the vision for the birthday extravaganza.
Well, our vision is just a nice day, a day of celebration. As you know, our organization is volunteer run. We've got 2 paid staff, but otherwise everything that happens, over 400 people served a quarter, that's done by our volunteers, and they are an amazing group. So today is, or Friday, the birthday extravaganza will be an opportunity for us to celebrate the inner workings of Braveheart, as well as having a great time. So it starts with a lunch, 11:30 to 1:30, and the meal is served by Jaron Hunt of Sitka Spruce Catering. So there'll be, it's local seafood and a variety of other delicious items. So it'll be local seafood for lunch, and then dinner will be a 3-course meal, again, local seafood and other food, bread, soup, etc. And then it'll be, and so we'll have live music during that time, really relaxing jazz with Mike and Iko during dinner. And then right around 7 p.m., things start to get a little more, exciting if you're the type that likes to dance or listen to live music. And we'll have Los Shotgun Locos and Glorious Youth Parade in a battle of the bands.
Okay, so let me just run through this again. So it's lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. And okay. Is this going to be at Harrigan Centennial Hall?
Yes, it sure is.
Everything at Harrigan?
Everything.
And this is all on Friday, May 11th.
Yep.
So lunch from 11:30 to 1:30, and then there's going to be a dinner and sort of relaxed music with the Sullivans playing some jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And then a battle of the bands from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And is this something where you have to where you buy one ticket for everything, or do you buy them separately, or how's it work?
So the dinner and the dance are one ticket, or you could simply come to the dance, and that's a $5 suggested donation at the door. So you can just come to the door and buy tickets, or you can buy in advance and you can buy a dinner ticket, which is again dinner and dance. So you can stay as long as you want from 5:30 on, or you can just come to the lunch, which is $15 per person.
Okay, and Los Shotgun Locos, do I know them?
Sack and Sotera Perez, and a group of other folks.
All right, Sotera, say no more. Okay.
Uh-huh. It's going to be good.
And then Glorious Youth Parade. Okay.
Guaranteed to be fun.
Gonna be a battle. And then some other things going on. You're going to be celebrating. You're going to have some honorees at the event.
Yeah, like I said earlier, our organization depends on our incredible volunteers. So we get to celebrate. Last year we celebrated our founders, a group of people that really made Braveheart come into existence about 10 years ago, 10 plus years ago. This year we're celebrating some outstanding people, people who provide many different things to Braveheart, from being one of our facilitators or our professional educators, or just volunteers or outstanding long-term supporters of our organization. So we're celebrating Dr. Elliot Brule, Elizabeth Faulkner, Erica Knox, Trish and Dirk White of White's and Harry Race, Roger and Mary Hames of the Hames Corporation, Kim Hunter, Robin Grew, and Christine Littlefield.
Okay, and are these people going to have to dance off? Is it a battle of the outstanding contributors?
That's right, one winner at the end of the night.
Okay, I'm putting my money on Elliot Brule right now, I'm just saying.
He's pretty good. He's got some tough competition, though.
Especially if Sarah gets out there. But so that sounds fun. So it'll be a chance to honor these folks.
Yeah.
And enjoy some great food. And have you invited Ed Ronco to be the MC yet?
No, you know, we actually are quite lucky with our MC.
Okay.
We're so glad you're going to be our MC.
I thought maybe we would surprise people on Friday.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so I am going to lend my shoulder to this as well, because I think Braveheart is just an incredible organization, and I think we in Sitka understand that just nonprofit fundraising just involves a lot of partying and a lot of bringing people together to kind of focus just for an evening on the things that you know, really matter to us. So I'm happy to do it. Though if Ed is around next time, I have a I won't be embarrassed or ashamed or upset if he takes over for me, especially if there's some if somebody has to get in the way between, you know, these bands, if somebody has to stand there in, you know, zebra stripes and make sure these two bands, you know, keep it in control.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd overlook that one, but okay, it's going to be good.
Rein it in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk a little bit, Willow, just a minute about some other things that are going on at Braveheart. The fun stuff is really fun, but Braveheart has kind of a serious side. If I don't know, maybe it's not all that serious. It definitely seems to go about its business with a very upbeat attitude, but you have an ongoing grief group, right, that's meeting now?
Absolutely. We've got several core programs, and one of them is the Grief and Bereavement Education and Support Group, and that meets every Monday. Our facilitator is Beverly Rivard, and she's a licensed clinical social worker and MAC, and she provides from 6 to 8 p.m. We have kind of, it's an open house, so all are invited, all ages except under 18 needs parental consent or a guardian to attend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just it's a group that follows a set curriculum, but it's also very much open to, you know, whatever is going on with people's lives. No one's forced to share. It's all very relaxed, yet a specific timeline and a specific curriculum.
And I had who's leading it again?
Beverly.
Oh, yes, Beverly. I had Beverly on a few weeks ago, and she said that they were going to get together the first time and then decide on their meeting time. So has it now been fixed?
It is. It's every Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Pioneer Home Manager's House, the Braveheart office.
Okay.
And all are welcome. You don't need to have had a recent loss to attend. You don't need to have even lost an immediate loved one to attend. There's all forms of grief, loss throughout life, and all are welcome to come.
Yeah, Beverly was, it was really interesting talking with her, because she just described that, you know, that there's a spectrum of grief, and it often doesn't go down like it's depicted on, you know, the movies, like, you
Absolutely.
Know, 2 weeks and it's over or something. Sometimes you just kind of get into this kind of numb zone where all you're doing is sort of administrative things, and you never get a chance to actually, you know, sit down and just kind of listen or share with people. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's all are welcome, 6 to 8 p.m. on Monday evenings. And then you've got a training, a big training coming up later this month too.
Yeah. So on the 19th, we're having our volunteer orientation and training. And we have several tiers of volunteers in our organization. And this is the first one. So you come on in and you get an introduction to Braveheart. You get a chance to listen to some cultural awareness programs with Tom Gamble and Robert Hoffman. Bridget Hitchcock comes in and does a body mechanics class. There's a bunch of different, very interesting things going on in our volunteer training.
Okay. And
it doesn't require you to be involved or do anything, but it is the opportunity and the way to start working with us.
And when I take a volunteer training, the step one volunteer training at Braveheart, what does that qualify me to do?
So there's a huge variety of options that you will have once you've accomplished this training or have gone through this training. You can be a volunteer visitor, so someone that comes into homes. About 50% of people we work with are in their own homes, and about 50% are in some form of long-term care or other facility. And so you can choose between, you know, you want to go into someone's home and maybe read with them, help them write, loved ones, help them. You know, we've had many people that just watch a show or a movie. We've had some Elvis fans. There's a huge range. It could be small home repair. It could be fixing a meal. It could be helping someone access the community. We often get event tickets to, for example, the Summer Music Festival, and then someone will assist the person that they're visiting to access that event.
Right.
So there's a huge array. And then if you take volunteer, if you take the next course, then you can actually be working with families who are caring for a loved one who's actively dying, or someone who's isolated here,
right,
who's passing away without loved ones in town.
All right. Yeah. So compassion sometimes is surprisingly small gestures, and then it goes all the way up to this incredible, you know, being this incredible support for people at a really difficult time in their lives. But anyway, that's just sort of to give people an idea what the funds that are being raised on Friday are going for. So let's just run through it again quickly, Willow. It's Braveheart's annual volunteers, or it's Braveheart Volunteers Birthday Extravaganza this Friday, and it begins at lunchtime.
That's right, 11:30.
11:30, you can go for lunch. That's $15 at Harrigan Centennial Hall. A dinner and dance at 5:30, that's $30 per person, and the Sullivans are going to be playing. And the catering, again, is going to be...
Sitka Spruce Catering with Jaren Hunt. She makes amazing food.
Okay, so a seafood dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then this Battle of the Bands from 7 to midnight, $5 suggested donations. Los Shotgun Locos and Glorious Youth Parade are going to be going head-to-head.
They are.
They're set-to-set, I guess.
That's it. Yeah.
And you wrote a couple of other things. There's going to be a cash bar and cupcakes with... And some door prizes?
Absolutely. There's door prizes. And then, of course, it's a birthday, so we couldn't go without our dessert. So we have cupcakes that will be for sale, but there will be a very few, well, there'll be several lucky winners. One person will go home with a $50 prize, and it's cash. And then there'll be $20 and $1 in different cupcakes. So.
All right. So if folks want to reserve a table for Friday night, maybe as a group or family groups or business groups, what should they do?
Give us a call at 747-4600. There are also tickets for sale at Old Harbor Books.
All right. Willow Moore is the executive director of Braveheart Volunteers. We've been talking about the birthday extravaganza coming up this Friday. Thanks a lot, Willow, for
coming
in.
Thanks for having me.
And I guess I'll see you on Friday.